I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're hosting a Friendsgiving on the farm, and I'm whipping up some fun takes on Thanksgiving classics, starting with my sweet and savory pomegranate glazed turkey legs, satisfying slow cooker greens and dumplings, roasted sweet potato wedges topped with creamy cilantro yogurt, and my super moist cranberry stuffed cupcakes with cranberry cream cheese frosting for dessert.
This will just be the loveliest surprise in the center of the cupcakes.
Hey, this is me, Molly A. I'm a cookbook author and food blogger. This is my husband, Nick. And this is our home, our farm on the North Dakota-Minnesota border. The place where I eat, sleep, and breathe food. My food is a delicious mix of my Chinese and Jewish heritage and a taste of the Midwest. Why celebrate one Thanksgiving when you can celebrate two? Before the official day, I'm hosting a Friendsgiving. For the main dish, I'm serving my pomegranate glazed turkey legs, which are sweet and tart. They've got great crispy skin and they're really juicy on the inside. And it's all because of my dry brine. So I'm gonna start with my dry brine mixture. I'll take a quarter cup of kosher salt, and then I'll add a few turns of pepper and 2 teaspoons of sugar. And then I'll mix this to combine. And then I'm gonna sprinkle this all over the turkey legs. And over the course of a few hours or overnight, it's gonna draw out any moisture, leaving flavor in my turkey. And then also some of that salt is gonna get drawn back in to the turkey to add even more flavor. I love hosting a Friendsgiving before actual Thanksgiving. It's a great time to test out a few twists on classics. You don't have to worry about abandoning nostalgia. So it's okay that I'm not making a huge whole turkey today. Okay, now I'm gonna set these in the fridge for at least 4 hours, or they can go up to overnight while the dry brine does its magic. As a member of Team Cake, I love Friendsgiving because you don't have to make a pie. So I am making the most moist, dense, flavorful cupcakes of your life. They're like a vanilla cake and cornbread made a sweet corn cranberry stuffed cupcake baby. I'm gonna start by mixing up my dry ingredients. I'll sift together 1¾ cups of flour, and then I'll add 1½ teaspoons of baking powder. And now I'll sift these together just to get any clumps out. And now I'll gently mix in 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. And I do this after I sift because the salt is a little too coarse to go through the sifter. Okay, now I'll set this aside and mix up my corn mixture. I love corn in desserts. It adds such a great subtle sweetness. I'm gonna add 1/2 cup of corn to my blender. I feel like corn is an underrated dessert ingredient. And now I'll add 6 tablespoons of heavy cream, and that'll help blend up the corn. I like a super dense, super moist, rich cake, and heavy cream helps with that. Okay, now I'm gonna blend this into a puree. Ooh, this looks perfect. There are still some bigger bits of corn, but that's okay. I do wanna be careful not to overblend this mixture, otherwise the heavy cream will turn into butter. Now for even more richness and for a subtle tang, I'm gonna add some sour cream to this. I'll add 6 tablespoons and then just mix it in. I love these cupcakes, not just because I like eating them, but also because they were the last thing that I baked before Bernie was born. So as Nick and I were packing up the car with the suitcases, we also brought a box of these cupcakes for the nurses and the doctors, and they ate them all up. Okay, now I'll mix up my butter and sugar mixture. I'll grab 1 stick of softened butter. I'm also gonna add coconut oil, which will ensure that this cake is super moist. And this is softened. I don't want it to be melted, but I don't want it to be rock hard too. And now I'll add 1 cup of sugar. And now I'll beat this for 3 to 4 minutes until it's light and fluffy. I'm gonna scrape down the sides to make sure everything gets combined. And now I'll get ready to add my eggs. To add my eggs, I like to crack them into a separate dish first to ensure that no shell gets into the batter. And now with the mixer running, I'm gonna add the eggs 1 at a time until they're fully incorporated. Next, I'm gonna add 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And now with my mixer running on low, I'm gonna add my dry ingredients and my corn mixture in 3 alternating additions. And alternating your wet and dry ingredients when mixing a batter just ensures that they incorporate evenly and don't get overmixed. Okay, now I wanna stop the mixer as soon as everything is combined. I just wanna make sure not to overmix my batter because that could lead to a gummy cake. And now for my last step, I'm gonna fold in full corn kernels for extra corniness and texture. And I'm folding this in by hand because otherwise the electric mixer would kind of mush them. Looking good. Okay, now I'll scoop this into my cupcake tins. And I like using an ice cream scoop for this. It makes the process cleaner and it also helps me get cupcakes that are all evenly sized. Okay, now these are gonna bake at 350 for 20 minutes and I'm gonna rotate the pan halfway through. There's never enough oven space on Thanksgiving, so I'm making a side that doesn't need the oven at all. My slow cooker greens are packed with flavor, and they've got chewy dumplings that get steamed right on top. It doesn't get much easier than this. Thinly slice about 1.5 pounds of collard greens. Make sure you remove the stems first. Add those to the slow cooker along with 2 chopped shallots and 2 chopped cloves of garlic. About 1.5 pounds of chopped kale. It seems like a ton of greens, but they really cook down. And then I'm gonna add pancetta, which adds great saltiness and depth of flavor. And a can of cannellini beans. Next, I'm gonna add 3 cups of chicken stock, which will add loads of flavor and help these greens cook down. 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, which adds great brightness and acidity. I need a few shakes of hot sauce on my greens, always. Season with kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. And now I'll just slightly toss this to combine. Now for the dumplings. I'm gonna use store-bought bread dough. I'm gonna chop this into about 1/2 inch pieces. And these are gonna get steamed on top of the greens. And what you end up is something that's denser than a bread roll, but a little fluffier than a dumpling. And they're just so good mixed into the greens. Now I'll scatter these pieces of dough all over the top. And that's it. Now I'm gonna put it in the slow cooker and cook it on low for 6 hours, or you could also cook it on high for 4 hours. My sweet corn cupcakes are cool enough to fill with a bright and tangy cranberry sauce and top with frosting. I'll start with the cranberry filling. And this is just regular store-bought cranberry sauce that I'll put into a piping bag. And now I've gotta hollow out the centers of these cupcakes. And to do that, I'm gonna use an apple corer. I'll just take my apple corer and dig around the center, making the perfect opening for the cranberry sauce. See, a perfect little hole for the sauce. And now I'll core the rest of these cupcakes and get them ready for the cranberry filling. And this is the real reason why I core my cupcakes. They're so buttery and good. Okay, all of my cupcakes are cored and now I'm gonna fill them with cranberry sauce. And I'll just pipe the sauce directly into the centers, filling it up to the top. And this will just be the loveliest surprise in the center of the cupcakes. Perfect. Okay, they're all filled, and now I'm gonna top with my frosting. This is just a standard cream cheese frosting that I made with some cranberry sauce added to it. Store-bought's always okay too. And then I'm gonna pipe a big blob right on top of the cupcake, going just about to the edge. And then I'm going to do
what is called a jupe. That's the technical term. I've got my large offset spatula, and I'm gonna hold a cupcake, and then I'm gonna rotate with my left hand as I rotate the spatula the opposite way with my right hand. And now I'll sprinkle on two or three sliced cranberries, and then some sparkle. So festive. Okay, and now I'll just frost atop the rest of them. I am so pleased with these. My friends are gonna gobble them up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My turkey legs are brined, and now I'm going to rub them down with a simple compound butter. It's just butter, thyme, cumin, salt, and pepper whipped together, and it makes the turkey so moist and tender. We want butter in every little nook and cranny here. Thanksgiving, you're allowed. Now, before I stick them in the oven, I'm gonna drizzle them with pomegranate molasses. If you like cranberry sauce with your turkey, you're gonna love pomegranate molasses because it gives you that same sweet tartness that goes so well with the savory turkey. Pomegranate molasses is an essential ingredient in Middle Eastern cooking, and it's really just pomegranate juice that's been boiled into a syrup. Okay, this looks great. And now I'm gonna add some water to the bottom of my pan so that the turkey stays moist. So I'll cover this with foil. Okay, I'm gonna roast this at 350 for an hour and a half to allow the meat to get fully cooked and infused with all those flavors. And then I'm gonna remove the foil and let the skin get crispy.
Do you like those colors?
Whoa. Good job, Cliff.
There we go.
Should we put some feathers on?
Where's the feathers? Ooh.
Beautiful hen turkey. That's the turkey after it's been cooked right there.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
How are you doing? Are you having so much fun? Oh. Okay, good you guys job, keep cookie. On having fun with the crab.
We'll do. Yeah.
I'm going to go keep on cooking.
Sounds good.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's check in on those turkey legs. They've been in for about 90 minutes so far. Okay, I'm going to remove the foil.
Oh, look at that steam coming up.
Oh, they're gorgeous already. Look at the herbs. I'm smelling the sweetness of the pomegranate. I'm really excited to eat these. Okay, I'm going to drizzle them now with pomegranate molasses and brush them all over just so that I can maximize that flavor. Gosh, these look amazing. Turkey legs always remind me of eating fair food. You just walk around eating the turkey leg off the bone. Okay, these look beautiful. I'm gonna stick them back in the oven now for about an hour, and the skin is gonna get nice and crispy and delicious.
And while that finishes up roasting, I'm gonna get going on my preferred sweet potato side. My roasted sweet potato wedges add a special spark to the Thanksgiving table that you don't always get from a casserole. And when you add my creamy cilantro yogurt, it is a flavor explosion. I've chopped my sweet potato into wedges and I'm transferring it to a sheet pan. And I'm gonna toss this with olive oil, just enough to coat all the sweet potatoes. Now I'm gonna season this with salt. You know, typically when you see sweet potatoes at the Thanksgiving table, they're in a casserole with marshmallows on top, which I love for like two bites, but then I'm kind of over them. But these potatoes I will never tire of. They have color and texture and so many different flavors going on. So I think that they might become the standard sweet potato at our Thanksgiving table. And now I'm gonna add a couple of pinches of cinnamon, which will just really complement the warmth of the sweet potato. Okay, just a little bit. I don't want it to be too overpowering. And now I'm gonna toss these to coat. Make sure that the sweet potatoes get totally coated in the olive oil and the salt and cinnamon. And now I'm gonna roast these until they're crisp. While the sweet potatoes roast, I'll make my cilantro yogurt. Add a big plop of Greek yogurt to a bowl. You can use full fat or non-fat. Use full fat, it's Thanksgiving. And now I'll thin it out with some olive oil. Grate in 2 cloves of garlic. Garlic and yogurt just make magic together. And 1 bunch of chopped cilantro. Okay, I'm gonna save a little bit of it to add to the top though. I'll season with salt and pepper, and I'll stir to combine. Okay, let me just taste this to make sure all the flavors are in check. Mmm, it's so fresh. It's gonna go great with the sweet potatoes. Okay, let me check on them. These look perfect, they're browned, and I can tell those edges are crispy. I'm also gonna top these with sriracha for a little bit of heat, and it'll look really pretty. All the contrasts of colors in this dish are gorgeous. What a perfect color for the fall. And now I'll dollop on my yogurt sauce, and I'm doing like a cross between a drizzle and a dollop. A drollop! Now I'm gonna add a couple of drizzles of sriracha. Beautiful. Next, I'm gonna sprinkle on some toasted pine nuts. These will add some crunchy texture on top and some toasty butteriness. And some of my chopped cilantro. Just make it rain cilantro. Okay, these just get prettier with each topping that goes on. And now I'm gonna finish with some flaky salt. And lastly, black pepper. And that's it. So fresh, so vibrant, a perfect festive side for Friendsgiving. These look so good. Look at that skin, it's so crisp on top. Okay, they're now gonna get one last layer of pomegranate molasses and then I'll plate them up. The smells in here right now are insane. And this will just add more pomegranate molasses flavor and it's also gonna make them nice and shiny. So I'll dress for the party. Okay, now I'm gonna platter them up and I'm gonna pile them toward the center so they overlap. Beautiful. Okay, for a finishing touch, I'll just chop up some fresh parsley to sprinkle right on. These look so sticky and sweet. These are gonna be a Friendsgiving favorite for sure. Okay, I'm gonna check on my greens now. Oh, it smells heavenly. And those little bits of pancetta are smiling up at me. Okay, I'm gonna stir this all together so that everybody gets some dumplings. Okay, now I'm gonna keep this warm until it's time to serve. My friends are really gonna love this vegetable dumpling combination. Happy Friendsgiving!
Yay!
Save them for dessert.
Oh, that was mine.
You guys can dig in though.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Right.
Thanks, Molly.
Yay.
Oh,
wow. I don't think I've ever had
don't
a turkey
talk about
leg before.
Have you not been in the state fair?
We're gonna applesauce.
Oh my gosh.
This is so much better than sweet potato casserole.
That's a good one.
Who wants a cupcake?
Ooh, I've been waiting all day.
Oh, tasty. Don't we have so much to be thankful for this year? All of our babies' first Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We do.
Yep. Our little turkey.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.